With our great children's team and middle school team to talk about middle schoolers, which honestly, I work with kids a lot, but I love middle schoolers, and I know that you do too, so we're just going to spend some time talking about them. I think, tell us the best thing about middle schoolers, Ellen, because you work with them all the time.
I do. I love
awesome.
Middle schoolers.
I know.
And they are awesome.
They are awesome.
I think the thing that I love most about middle schoolers is their energy.
Yeah.
And they are very accepting of everyone. They love you because you're present.
Yeah.
You don't have to be cool. You don't have to be anybody except somebody who cares about them.
Yeah.
And they have an endless amount of energy, most of them. I love that they want you to be in their lives.
They're awesome. Mm-hmm. I have a middle schooler too, and when I get teared up. I mean, you get teared up about certain things. Do you get teared up about certain things? giving Kim a hard time. But she's just more steady than the rest of us. The rest of us are more emotional, but they're just such neat people, mm-hmm. and they are these little developing human beings with great ideas, and they feel passionately about things.
They do.
And what would you tell parents who are working with middle schoolers? Because I think that I know I have two teenagers and one is the middle schooler.
Right.
And people will say to me, oh my gosh, you have teenagers, you poor thing. Mm-hmm. And I actually really like them. So I don't feel like that. I don't feel burdened by teenagers. But what would you tell parents who are getting close to having a teenager or maybe in that middle of that season and are working with some of the unique things about middle school just to encourage them?
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll ask everyone else that same question. But just an encouragement to parents about them.
Right. Well, I think middle schoolers, people give them a bad rap because they are all over the board, emotionally, physically, spiritually, everything. One minute they want to be a child and be treated like a child, and then the very next minute they're confused and want to be treated like an adult, and they don't understand why you can't go with them in their emotional roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I love about them, because they're trying to figure out who they are, and they're looking to you to help guide them.
Mm-hmm.
They're inquisitive, and they're trying to figure out who they are.
I think it's important for people to understand that is the push-pull. You might have a student that one minute is like, don't touch me.
Right.
And then the next, hour is like, how come you never hug me? You know, or the one that you hug and just holds on, but then the next day they push you away.
Yes.
And that is the push-pull of the middle schooler, right?
It is.
That they are trying to grow up.
Right.
And it's hard to grow up.
It is hard to grow up.
Yeah.
And they're, as middle schoolers, because they're trying to find their identity, they're looking everywhere.
Yeah.
And they're looking to their peers, they're looking to their teachers, and they're looking to their parents. And we need to be able to reflect back to them who they can be. And they don't understand that yet. They're still trying to navigate that road. And they think sometimes that they know it, and then other times they don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they don't know that they don't know it.
It's so true. The danger is so, like, I don't know what I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're hurt easily.
Yeah,
because
they are. They're very fragile. I was just thinking that as you were saying that, I'm like, they're really fragile. And so I think a lot of us sometimes too, when like we get hurt or something happens, we kind of lash out in anger or in emotion. And that's what I sometimes see in a middle schooler, where they're so fragile. They're just these sweet little people inside of this hard, their shell is hardening.
Right.
As a protective mechanism.
And middle schoolers can be mean.
Yeah, they can.
Not your middle schooler.
Right.
But,
not anyone we're talking about or our middle
and
schooler.
And our kids come home from school or from wherever they're at having been abused all day in their mind.
Yeah.
And sometimes that was true and sometimes it's not true. But either way, they come home feeling like they've been abused, and we have to figure out how to help them without going down to the school and beating up the kid that abused them, because we're so protective.
We want to
help them, and so we have to give them the tools that they need to be able to navigate this new world that they're in.
I was told one time a sixth grader is like a two-year-old.
And you have your terrible twos and you have your tantrums, your loving moments, and your I have no idea what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. This is something completely new. Mm-hmm. And looking to a parent or to an adult as a safe haven of, am I allowed to go do this? Can I take that step? Can mm-hmm. I run up that slide? But as a middle schooler, the difference is that society shows them they're expected to know the answers to all of that. Everything. And that's not often the case. Mm-hmm. They are going to have their tantrums, their cuddly moments. Can I go out with friends? I need you to set that boundary on what's okay to yes. do. Yeah. When I go to the movies, so how, what am I allowed to do? When I go to the swimming pool, we've had many summer events. What does modest look like? What does mm-hmm. this all look like? And if we don't set those boundaries or those not rules because they mm-hmm. will rebel against that, but just show them that we care enough to mm-hmm. tell them, then they're going to have that tantrum because they have no idea how to navigate this new world right. that they're expected so to know. And yeah. so, yeah.
That's very true. What do you, how about you, Melinda? I mean, you've had three middle schoolers now come through your house.
I think they're hilarious.
They are.
I mean, I remember a dinner conversation where our daughter, who was then 7th or 8th grade, told me about this wonderful Halloween party she was going to at some girl's uncle's house, didn't know where he lived, didn't know, but they were going there, and then they were trick-or-treating in a neighborhood I didn't know. And my husband and I just looked at each other, and I said, that sounds amazing. You are so not doing that. Exactly. And the look of just total surprise on her face.
Yeah.
What? What is? And so it's a time where they dream big, and yeah. they have amazing plans. And the challenge, I think, as a parent is figuring how to get on board when they are dreaming dreams that you can see happening mm-hmm. and to temper the plans they have that are either not safe, not good for them, not part of what you think God has for them. Mm-hmm. But they're fun. They really are.
What advice would you give parents to maybe make a connection with a middle schooler? Because some families, you know, it's not easy to connect with the middle schooler. They're really busy. Their kids are maybe pushing away more than maybe another child is doing. Right. They're not having that cuddly come around moment. So they're feeling really disconnected. Dads are feeling disconnected and moms yes. are feeling disconnected. I think sometimes we discount how dads are feeling when that kid is making the break and like, I don't need your help practicing this skill anymore. Right. I don't need your help doing this. What advice would you give to parents to stay connected and to stay in relationship with their middle schooler so that they do continue to have influence with them?
We have a funny story that we continually tell about my daughter when she was 14 years old, which was a while ago, but it was when the internet was just coming about and chat rooms and different kinds of things like that. And my husband was trying to explain to her how this was not a really safe thing to be entering into different rooms and doing different whatever was going on at the time. And she stood up and she put her hands on her hips and she said, Dad, I'm 14 years old. I know what I'm doing.
Got this. I am so got this.
Yeah. And it just shocked us, like, what? But it gave us an opportunity to sit down with her, and it because she was talking to my husband, he was able to explain to her that, yeah. you know, you are 14, but that doesn't mean that you know everything, and yeah. we might know a little bit more than you know. And it's hard to explain to them
really?
That we know things.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I was talking to an older girl, actually. She's about 15 or 16, and she was explaining how her mother was very irritating because that's what mothers are at that age, uh-huh. right?
Yeah, we are.
And I looked at her. I said, you know what, honey? It's okay. In about 5 or 6 years, she'll be smart.
Yeah, she will totally be smart.
She'll be so smart. Mm-hmm. And she said, oh, I can't wait. And she totally didn't get
it. She totally was like,
yeah, yeah, it's going to happen. Uh-huh. But I don't know if it's really easy to explain to students how to deal with their parents. So I think it's more important
right.
for parents to be able to deal yeah. with their students.
We have to set the example, right? We can't.
Right.
We have to be the ones that make the step forward.
Right.
We can't wait for them to do that.
Right. And we need to set the boundaries. And
yeah.
a lot of times, like you were saying, it's not easy to set the boundaries.
Yeah.
and they may rebel against it, but I think the majority of the time they want those boundaries.
They do. Yeah.
And sometimes they'll come home and say, you know, I've been invited to this party and yeah. sound excited. And then when you say no, they'll be like, oh, yeah. I didn't really yeah. want to go anyway, but uh-huh. I didn't know how to say no.
And I think that's it, right? Like giving our kids some skills on how to get out of really sticky situations.
Yes.
They're looking for that. We always tell our girls, we can be your excuse
yes.
no matter what. So if you're definitely. In a situation, you can always say, my mom said no, even
right.
if we have, you haven't
you
talked
haven't
to
had
us.
That conversation.
Like, it's okay. Like we don't mind being the heavy to give your kids some ways to escape some of these situations
yes.
that they feel really insecure about.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree. And it's hard being at school all day
yeah,
and then having
hard.
Their sports
yeah.
or whatever extracurricular
yeah.
activities that they have.
Yeah.
And then coming home to homework and family and little siblings who are super annoying
mm-hmm.
and big siblings who are super annoying.
Yeah.
And it's just a hard time of life for them. And
it
I think
is.
If we understand what they're going through, it'll help us deal with them in a better way. You know,
yeah. I was going to kind of add on to what Ellen was saying, that this is the time of after school and after sports and coming home to family that they're trying to find where they fit in. And I've talked
right.
with a few middle schoolers who say, oh, I just go to my room. I don't
yeah.
have a part of that.
The family.
They're too, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when there's an age gap of they have older siblings or they have younger siblings and they're either stuck in the middle or they are the oldest. They don't know where they belong, and
yeah.
they don't know what their importance is quite
mm-hmm.
yet. And so just as a parent, to kind of open up a child of, they like to talk a lot about themselves, though.
They
and
do.
And so
they
listening
do.
To what they have to say
yeah.
and valuing what they feel and where they feel they fit in
right.
and really kind of looping that hook and taking off with that and showing them, this is where you do belong. You
right.
have a spot at the dinner table. You are an equal part of this family. And
yeah.
that's
super
always
important.
Been the hardest,
yeah.
I think,
validating.
With middle school.
That's so great. And it's, validating.
Yes, yes.
Because mm-hmm. I think it's so easy when some other things they want to share, we're all going,
sometimes you just got to listen now.
That's just not that big of a deal, right? Like, as an adult, we see a lot more coming for them, and we
yes.
see that being class or that friend that said something is not that significant, not something
mm-hmm.
to be crying about or really upset about, but it really is
for
them. For
them.
So when you validate and say, you know, let's talk about that, I think dinner time is a great opportunity. I think it becomes more important to make connections, not have, you know, having an open door policy, I think, at home where you can be in their room and in,
mm-hmm.
in their business, right?
Right.
You have to
yeah.
just get up in it a little bit sometimes to the point that they think you're super annoying, but
mm-hmm.
Not... they do have some independence that they need.
Right.
But they also need to know you care.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't just step back completely and say, you're a middle schooler now and that's
you
what teenagers do, so I just don't get in your business.
Right.
You know, that they need you.
They do need you.
Yeah.
And one of my sons, my poor children are going to be out on the world here, but one of my sons a long time ago when he was 14 said to my husband, I don't really need you to parent me.
Oh, nice.
I just need
yeah.
your money.
you're like, wow.
Oh, well,
uh-huh.
at least you're
oh,
honest.
At least you're being honest.
Yeah,
yeah.
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 And, you know, and I think a lot
yeah.
of them think like
yeah.
that
yeah.
because they are maturing and
they are
growing and they
yeah.
think that they know what's best
yeah.
for them until they get into a very difficult situation
yeah.
and then they realize, or you realize
yeah.
that you need to be the parent in their life. And
I think so.
I just want to be a little bit vulnerable here. I have an emerging middle schooler
uh-huh.
that sometimes is difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And not that, you know.
I mean, our kids aren't.
I know.
So it's
I,
hard
I,
to relate to you.
Like, well, see if you can.
Yeah, I mean,
see
I'll try.
Uh-huh.
And
it just happened yesterday. Mm-hmm. I was coming down hard on her, and
mm-hmm.
I think I wasn't being nice.
Mm-hmm.
As I was coming down on her, and one of my older sons was like, you need to be nicer.
to you.
To
so
me.
To you. Yeah.
yeah. And I was like,
what do you know?
You need to get.
yeah.
yeah.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
Don't
yeah.
you have a car to leave
Yeah. Don't
house?
You have someplace to go? But,
mm-hmm.
it, you know, in thinking about it, it's like,
yeah.
it's hard when they're up and down. And I need to realize that I need to validate.
Yeah.
what is going on in
yeah.
her life, and I need to see the positives because a lot
yeah.
of times we only see the negatives.
We do, especially at that age.
At
it's
that
really
age,
easy
there's a lot
they
of
mess
negatives.
Up all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, they mess up a lot.
Yeah.
Like,
and it's
them.
Hard to pick out the positives when there's so many negatives going on. And it's humbling to say, I was wrong, and I need to, you know, we need to make this right.
It's almost like we should have our kids here while we're having this conversation.
No, we don't want them.
Because I think they would probably have a lot to offer, because I remember one time saying to Olivia, do you feel crazy? And she's like, I do. When she was a middle schooler, she's like, I actually do feel a little crazy. Yeah. Because they are not sure what to do with all of that emotion. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are either, you know, right in the middle of puberty, or they're starting, or I mean, a lot of them are starting that younger. And so it is a crazy time. They do feel really insecure, and it's not the time. It's a weird thing for parents too, because it's not the time to be their friend in that full, like that friend you get to be when they're older.
Right.
You're still in major parenting mode, but the compassion that's needed for middle school is different.
It's huge.
And skill set. The middle school's parenting skill set's very different than the elementary parenting skill set.
Absolutely.
And most of us have never done it before when we have our first middle schooler. So we do sometimes are harsh and sometimes aren't as validating as they need us to be.
Or we're tired.
Oh my gosh, know, because so tired.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, it's hard parenting.
Which is why I'm thinking it's a great time, and I feel like a lot of parents do this well here at church, but it's a great time to start encouraging our kids to have relationships with small group leaders and with, you know, godly men and women who, when they say the same exact thing that we have said, they hear it totally different because it's not mom or dad saying it. And that we understand that there are going to be days when we lose it. And there are going to be days when we've tried saying the same thing that they need to hear 100 different ways. But you know what? So-and-so, their small group leader, is able to say it, and it actually resonates.
Right. And then they come home and say, do you know that so-and-so said this?
And you're like, did they say that? Because I think I said that last week.
Ten times.
Exactly. But it's so true. And I think we have to wrap up. But I think the thing to take away for middle schools, and I think a lot of those guys are going to be watching this podcast, is that they are loved and they are cared about. Mm-hmm. And parents want to do the best. I know middle schoolers don't always think that we do, but we really do like them and we really do love them. And I think having a little bit of compassion for our middle schoolers and understanding that even though we can look them in the eye, they've gotten tall and more, you know, mature, that they're not little adults.
Correct.
That they still are kids that need our love and guidance and support. Mm-hmm. So I think that the takeaway from our podcast should be that it's so important to have friends and colleagues that you can talk to openly and honestly about what's going on in your life, because parenting is really hard.
It is.
And sometimes when you sit down and talk to each other, you realize that you've had some similar experiences, you've messed up in some similar ways, your kids are exhibiting some of the same behaviors that their kids are exhibiting. And it makes you feel a lot better.
Yes.
That
no one thing that you've done is going to ruin your
kids. Forever, I know.
You know,
it's
that
true.
Today is a new day.
We've lit one of ours on fire.
I'd love to hear that story.
I know. I won't tell her right now, but I'm just saying they're still here.
Right. And she's still here. Both of them are great.
And they're both still here and alive.
And we just need to continue to love them and walk through life with them.
Absolutely.
And not expect perfection out of them or ourselves.
Right.
Because God doesn't. He gives us a lot of grace, and I think he sets the family model up teach our kids that from a really early age, forgiveness and grace and fun and relationships. And a lot of the things that he wants to teach us as adults, he helps us model for our kids and set up that family model. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's really cool about parenting.
Yes, I agree.
As hard as it is and humbling.
And it does get better. Yeah. it does get better into the high school years, even though it's a completely different thing in high school.
Yeah.
It's definitely something that we can look forward to.
But so much fun. I know I'm like the old lady in the grocery store now saying, just enjoy that day. And there's poor young woman's like, I'm dying here, lady. But it's true. Enjoy the phase that you're at with your kiddos.
Right.
It goes really fast. But there's this awesome part of every single phase. And I love it when a parent says, what's your favorite age? I'm like, right now.
Yeah,
because it does get better and better and better. Every time you think it can't, you do go to kindergarten.
Yep.
And you're like, I'm learning so much in kindergarten. I love this. You know, you just, it does get better.
It does.
So I think that's the encouraging thing for parents, that you will enjoy it all the way through, even though there will be really hard
stages.
There'll be some hard days. Every stage will have some hard days, but there'll be some awesome takeaways.
And don't give up.
And don't give up. Don't throw in the towel.
Right.
It's never too late to keep engaging with your kid.